Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
It happens all the time, No big deal, nothing to worry about, everyone.
Should we be worried about that loud crack sound? Are we...
I'm just gonna press these switches here.
How far is it to produce, Grew?
Oh, it's a ways, you know? I don't quite remember. It's been a while. You know, I was a kid when we went with my pa.
Was anyone else under the impression that he'd been there?
Well, yeah, previously he said, oh yeah, I've been there lots. I know the way. Where you going? Come back. I know the way.
I know the way. Look, I see another spot ahead. I'm going to go up to it. You guys catch up.
While you're talking loudly, maybe you could answer who's after you.
Well, they got a funny name, the brothers. You know, it's just a funny name. It's hysterical.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're just called the Scrap Killer Brothers. You know, it's just a funny name.
Come on, buddy. We don't want to hurt you.
All right, I draw the dagger. You stole me. I told you not to steal me. You stole me.
Oh, no, you stabbed him. Oh, you stabbed him in the mouth. I can't believe it.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, maybe we go back to the river.
The ship now sits at the bottom of the river with a flag sticking up out of it that is singed.
But I didn't light it on fire. That wasn't me.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Carla Maxted.
That is me. I play Nerixius Acra, better known as Flim.
And Tom Laird.
That's me, and I play Moot.
And also Amy Moore.
That's not me. Oh, no, wait, that is me. And I play Sullivan Slight.
And back for another week to reprise his role... From the end of time and other bothers, Alba Salix, civilized in the greatest podcast ever, DM to GM. Go check it out, dmtogmcast.com. dmtogm.com. I know my own URL. It's Sean Howard!
I don't know why everyone's looking at me!
Welcome back, Gru. Welcome back. No one said anything. What the fuck?
What were we supposed to say?
Yeah, we were all business. Well, you know, normally it's
something.
I'm blah, 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 shenanigans.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's the thing now.
I said, that's not me.
Where you can find some more shenanigans.
Is over on patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Thanks, Carla.
Mm-hmm. Tee it up for you.
Yep. Appreciate that. I need some help tonight, apparently.
Yeah, she teed it up, you knocked it.
Every episode we dedicate to someone special.
And that someone today, everyone, is Daryl Johnson.
Yay.
Thanks, Special
Daryl Johnson.
Special Daryl. What a great nickname you just gave him, Tom.
Well, we established that it was someone special.
Special Daryl.
Special Daryl.
I think we should add like a fun, quirky adjective to all the people we...
I think we should, but we will not remember by the next time we record.
Challenge accepted.
Also, we've missed 40 other people by this point who didn't get a fun adjective.
Evolve over time.
I didn't get a fun adjective.
Sean didn't get a fun adjective.
Shiny Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shiny
Sean.
That's fun.
And Special Daryl.
Daryl, Shiny Sean.
We got it. We were almost going for an alliteration. It evolved then into alliteration after that. So now
you want everything to stay the same or you want things to get better, Russ?
Fuck it. Let's play D&D.
Well, I mean, I've cut him off before and it hasn't gone well for me.
And he was like steamrolling. I'm steamrolling over you. I can't hear you, Tom. I'm too busy talking.
Moot, Glim, Sully, and Gru stand staring at a sunken ship with a flaming flag that is sunken into the river.
Can I ask what the flag was of?
Yeah, like we should have known that, right? Because we were on that boat for several days.
So I mean, we were flying that flag. That I'm just curious, right? What the flag we were flying was.
Well, it's sort of the family, because see, those brothers, they sort of owned this boat, too.
Oh, so we didn't even take their flag down as we were riding the stolen property for days. Yeah. Oh, Gru.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't really think about that part, you know?
I'm hedging a bet you didn't think about a lot of this, Gru.
Hey, no, I got us here. Look, we're on the shore. We're in one piece. Yeah. We're on the way to...
Badoosk. We're on the way to Badoosk.
Yeah, we're on the way. You know, it's not far. Oh, God.
I think we can all agree that Gru doesn't know where Badoosk is.
No,
right?
I don't. And I've never even heard of an onion sandwich, and I eat all sorts of weird shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's crying.
He's crying now.
Oh,
and
Moot, go talk to him. He's crying. He's doing feelings and stuff.
All right. I got this. Okay, Gru, what's the problem?
I know. You ever have one of those days where you just feel like everything's a mistake?
Sure. Yeah, today is one of those days. Yep, I think we're all there with you.
And then you take that day and you multiply it by 30.
Okay. All right, that's a lot of mistakes. What can we do to make this better?
Oh, Sully is making cut it.
Oh,
no.
I mean, what can we do to get rid of that dagger? Moot just throws his hands up at Sully like, I don't know what you want.
Take the wee
it's
out of there.
My only love. The dagger and me, it's my only relationship, my only thing of meaning in my whole life. Well, that and my mom, you know.
Okay, and where's your mom?
Oh, she's dead.
Oh, okay, great, yep. Should have seen that one coming. Okay, okay, well, you know, you said you know the way to Badoosk. So maybe let's start making our way there, and we can figure out how to turn your day around. And he throws a thumbs up back at Sully like,
I know this is going to come as a big surprise, but I don't even know where we are.
Okay, yeah, figured. All right. Sully, Glim, any suggestions here? What can we do?
Do we have a map of some kind? Anybody have a map of some kind?
Wait!
I need to blow my nose again.
I do.
I'm so sorry.
I got some map. I do. I have a map. Wait. It's here somewhere. I have an entire map of Skernooble.
Okay. Well, that's where we left from. So maybe we can see the river exiting Skernooble, I guess.
Yeah. We can see where the river exits, like she's saying. Yes.
Okay. Well, is there any directions on the map that say this way to this place?
Yep. To the east. Mm-hmm. It says it follows a trail or a road that says to Badoosk. And then it kind of cuts off really quickly because it is a city map.
It's just a city map
of Skernooble. Yeah.
And where is the river in relation to that path? Are they at least, they're both going easterly, yes?
Yeah, it runs along from what you can see. And as far as the map goes, it runs along where the trail runs.
Well, I don't know, guys. Do we go back along the river and get back to Skernooble so we know where we are?
Oh no. Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea. We all just killed two of the Scrap Killer brothers.
I guess I should have clarified maybe when I said we. It doesn't explicitly exclude you, but it doesn't explicitly include you either, Gru. So,
yeah, no, I get you. I get you 100%.
Okay.
100%.
Well, what if we just... It looks like the road kind of follows the same path as a river. Maybe we continue walking up river and see what we see. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not getting back in that thing. And I gesture toward the on the fire sunken raft.
Okay, I mean, we can just keep going easterly, keep following the river. There'll be another settlement along the river at some point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, of course. Just the three mouseteers.
But now it is probably dark, right?
It's getting there.
Maybe we walk.
How far away are those dead bodies? Like an hour?
An hour.
Why did you want to use them for like kindling? Or, like,
I just wanted to make sure we hadn't walked like 30 feet away. And then we're like, I guess we'll just set up camp here.
That bugbear's probably full for a while.
Right.
We should probably head up river a little bit till we find a spot to set up camp right here beside this sunken yet on fire raft and near the dead body. Seems like a bad choice.
We should probably just remove ourselves from these kind of situations.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
We cut to a couple hours later. Probably you would walk away following the river.
Yeah, we want to get a good distance.
There's a little alcove. You've made a clearing, started a fire, set up your bedrolls, and are set up, ready to camp for the night.
Hey, Gru.
Yeah.
Do not uncheat that dagger while we are sleeping.
Yeah, no. Sorry. You know, just once in a while, I want to make sure she can breathe is all, you know?
No, I'm, like, super serious right now. If I wake up to a fucking sharp object singing, I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah, no, right. Got that, Sully. Got it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make flapjacks in the morning. I'm a good cook. You know, I'm going to prove to you all I'm going to make breakfast.
Okay, so watches. Anybody keen to take first watch?
I can go first.
Are we letting this guy take a watch?
No, or? No, we are
no,
definitely
I think he
not.
Sleeps till breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll prove his worth at breakfast with those flapjacks.
I feel like he's probably already sleeping.
He, like, snuggled up with
he
the
said
dagger
his thing
against
about breakfast
his face.
And then just fell asleep.
Okay, Moot, roll me a straight d20.
15.
Nothing really happens of any note. You see some small animals kind of come out of the forest and move towards the river. There's some badgers, small mice that kind of run around.
Are you writing down like every animal you see? I'm curious.
I believe Moot is keeping a tally of every animal that he sees.
So you see two badgers, eight mice. You do see a fox. There's two or three owls that kind of move around the trees you see up in the sky.
So you have to cross off the tally marks that he did for the mice when the owls swoop down and eat them?
Oh, down to seven.
Yep, that's fair. And your watch comes to an end.
Okay, I'll take next watch.
Swapsies happens. D20, please.
17.
You wake up and swap with Moot and stretch and get ready for the night. And a couple hours goes by. You see more of the same of what I described for Moot. Lots of nocturnal creatures kind of scurrying about, avoiding the camp and the low fire that you have going. But then, between that second and third hour, you hear a crackle coming from just above the tree line. And you look up and you see like lightning shooting across and starting to spin in the sky.
Okay, well, guess I'm just going to watch that happen because...
Wait, you're not going to run toward
lightning.
It and try to stop it?
You're going to hold your war pick up and try and conduct...
Oh, yeah, Thor this shit. Do it.
Exactly.
It begins to swirl faster and faster, and as it does, you hear echoes of screaming beyond what this vortex is creating. You see a red light begin to emanate from it.
And it's, like, approaching us or still up above the trees?
It's still in the same spot, just kind of growing in size.
Guys? Guys? Guys, you should
I have a really good internal timer. It hasn't been 3 hours.
You're right, but there's a thing, and so I'm on watch to like warn us if there's a thing, not just to just deal with whatever the thing is.
Sure, what's up?
Just look, exactly. Just look up.
What?
Oh.
What'd you do?
Yeah. I didn't do anything. I was just sitting here.
That wasn't there when I was here.
What'd you do?
No, I...
That looks magic as all balls.
I saw 2 or 3 owls earlier. Nothing like this.
You think the owls caused this?
I don't think so.
Do you think that's a fire owl?
Ooh,
there's fire
owls? Does such a thing exist?
I mean, maybe.
Keep it down. Some of us are sleeping.
Well, there's like a big...
Oh, yeah, Gru, wake up.
As you're all starting, you know, Gru's last to wake up, the three of you are up and looking at this. It's swirling, and you hear the screaming more present, and the red light begins to emanate, and like this black, like ichor begins to come from it, and in an energy, a flesh mounded, monster comes erupting out of this hole and strikes the ground about 20 feet from you.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, bello!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
A fleshy mound monster?
And like splattery? Fleshy mound monster sounds like...
It's like molded. It's got two legs, one small arm, one long arm.
Oh, I don't like that small arm baby hand business.
That has on the end of the longer arm, it like extends and contracts and has teeth at the end where its fingers are.
Oh, it's so ugly, you guys.
Its face is just like falling apart and it looks at you and just screams. Roll for initiative.
Oh my God.
I sure hope the dagger is a fun song
19.
About this.
19.
I rolled a 1.
Nice.
Ooh, exciting.
You guys, I think my dice have finally changed their mind because...
I think they just needed a home,
did.
And now they're very happy.
I think I have her. Well. I have Amy's dice. 8.
Oh, I got an 8 as well.
We both have Amy's dice.
So you guys can decide who goes first each round.
Sean can go first.
Okay.
Great.
Every round?
Sure. Yep. From now until eternity. Amen.
Forever.
Okay. The fleshy demon monster is up first.
It rolled better than I did?
You bet it did. It charges towards Sully. Naturally. Oh, that's a nat 20.
Fuck.
And goes to bite you with its hand mouth.
Ew.
Ew. Don't you have some kind of
Can I dodge it?
I was going to say, don't you have some kind of... Oh, you can't on a nat 20, I guess.
Aren't you anti-hand mouth?
You're going to take 12 piercing damage.
12.
And succeed on a constitution saving throw.
Never succeed on throws. That's an 8.
So you are now poisoned.
Cool.
At the end of each long rest, the poisoned target can repeat the saving throw, ending the effect on itself on a success. If the target is reduced to 0 hit points while poisoned in this way, it dies and instantly transforms into a living abyssal wretch.
Guys, I'm 3 points away. Heal me of my poison.
So it is your turn, and at the beginning of your turn, you must make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh my god.
A negative 1. 10.
Okay, you save. Okay. Now you can take your turn.
Thank you. I'm gonna hit him in that face hand with my rapier. That was a nat 1.
Amy's back.
She never left, Sean.
She was here the whole time. I have a plus 7. Does it matter?
So what did you get?
8.
I mean,
but I did roll on that one.
Okay, so what's the worst thing that can happen here, everybody?
She trips and falls over.
Sean, you're so kind.
She somehow impales herself on the face.
I didn't say
hand.
Impale. I said trip and fall
Can
over,
Can you
Tom.
Impale yourself on a hand, Tom? Get your head out of your ass.
When it's a face hand, maybe.
Oh my
you
God.
Go reach out to stab the creature, but slip on some of the ooze that's dripping off, and you fall to the ground. You're like right underneath it as it's dripping down on top of you.
Oh.
Gru, you're up next.
Oh, this is not okay.
Sully! Gru draws the singing sword, which sings, anybody?
It's disgusting. Let's stab it.
And because the creature is in within 5 feet of an enemy, I'm going to go for sneak attack.
Okay.
That is a 17 to hit.
That will hit.
That is 3 plus 4 is 7. But I do 3d6, an extra 3d6. So 7.
Okay.
So Gru comes screaming in, Sully! And does another. So 7 plus 13.
This thing lets out a hideous scream, and it like pulls you in close with its one tiny arm and is like just screaming, and spittle is coming in your face. This is definitely not social distancing.
Oh, and I should say that Gru has his eyes closed as he's trying to stab it.
Of course. Yeah, naturally.
I can basically do I can disengage as a bonus action.
Okay. So you're moving away?
I'm standing over Sully, but I don't know. Maybe I don't. No, I just sit there trying to stab it.
Okay, perfect. Moot, you're up next. So you've got Sully underneath. You've got Gru blindly stabbing as this thing is screaming
Hand
in Gru's face.
Great. Is he blindly stabbing?
I'm going to cast Chill Touch on this thing.
Okay.
So I hit it with a ranged spell attack.
Mm-hmm. Is there any, like, vocal part of this? And do you come up to it like, I said, burr, it's cold in here.
Cold
there must
in
be
here.
Some moot
must
in
be
here.
Some weird flesh golems in the atmosphere.
The dagger picks it up. Is like, we'll kill it. And stab it and make
like,
it feel good.
Oh, wee. Ice, ice,
it's
ice.
It's going to pump our gas someday.
This episode brought to you by.
Bring it on. So I throw up my hand to use this skill that summons a ghostly skeletal hand. But instead of that happening, a firebolt leaves my hands and goes streaking towards this weird fleshy thing.
Okay. What do I got to do for Firebolt?
I had to roll a spell attack, so I hit it, so it should be fine. You take 1d10 fire damage.
10.
And anything, ooh, that's a 10. And anything flammable that it might be wearing, which I don't think it's wearing anything, gets ignited. Does the goo get ignited, Russ?
It hits, and like the goo like that covers its skin, like evaporates, but the skin beneath isn't singed.
Hmm.
Nobody likes you right now.
I know. Roll to see if you roll on your table.
Oh, right. Are we going with just the 5% chance?
Yeah, we'll do what we talked about last time, where if you don't get it, it bumps up. Yeah.
Okay. That's a 5, so it should be good.
So now next time, if you roll a 1 or a 2.
Okay.
Ooh, the stakes are high. Glim. It's like the lottery.
Okay, well... Fire breath weapon seems like not the best choice because doesn't seem to be working. So I, as an attack, am going to just come at it with my war pick, which is a 14.
14 will hit.
Okay, great. And that will do 13 damage. And then as a bonus action, I would like to cast Shield of Faith. So a shimmering field will appear and surround my friend Sully and give him +2 to AC.
Okay, I'm going to stack this so that you cast your Shield of Faith as you like fly down with this war pick. And then tell me how this thing dies.
Ooh.
Oh. Well, I mean, it must look kind of magical because I'm flying through the air basically with my war pick, and there was just some fire, and there's my very glimmery. And then also this radiance burst from my Shield of Faith that I just cast. So it looks like...
hella dope, yeah, I do believe.
Like it was like staged in an action
like a
film.
Furious, yeah, like a furious angel just destroyed this flesh monster.
And it like explodes into this goop that just rains down on top of Sully.
I sit up. It's in my mouth. It's in my mouth.
Oh, my friend. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Let me.
No, it's horrible.
It smells.
It tastes worse than it smells.
Okay. Okay.
We're all such fierce warriors, just like dry heaving.
I'm going to put a hand on Sully and be like, you don't look so good, buddy. And lay on hands and give him like 5 hit points.
Okay.
15.
15.
You have to also mark the poisoned condition.
Where do I do that?
Under conditions.
Oh, fair enough.
So every...
No, but lay on hands cures poison.
Well, it's either or.
Oh, so... I would like you to cure my poison.
Great, then your poison's healed. That also would have been 5 HP worth.
Because I think that would fuck me up long term.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, who stole something from the face monster?
Was it you? Did you steal something from the
face
monster?
It wasn't me. I've never seen him before.
I think we're all looking at Gru here.
I swear, never seen him before in my life. I thought you had done something. You went right for Sully.
Well, most people do.
That is true. Sully,
no,
did you do anything to this monster?
I was sleeping. I'm very, very threatening, and so people just tend to come after me. I'm doing this with, I'm like, my eyes are closed, and I'm like scraping goo off my face. I can't really see what's happening right now.
Beside your two very tall, no offense, but probably more intimidating looking friends.
Yep.
I love it.
Just.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that before. Are we in some kind of haunted woods or. Gru, do you know? I don't know why I'm asking.
No, I wouldn't
answer. You don't know.
Well, I had a map. Maybe we could check the map of Scornooble and see if it says this way to the haunted woods. Oh, wait, I think I gave it to Glim.
Do you guys think this has anything to do with the stuff that we heard from the boy that had less ocular appendages than others?
In the graveyard? Yeah. Oh. Oh. I mean...
Yeah. Like, it could seemed be. Like a gate could was open in. I don't
is
know.
That what that
I've
was?
Never seen a gate before. I've seen a gate before. Just never seen a, you know.
Not an otherworldly yeah. gate. Yeah. I mean, maybe, but we're not even close. We're not ready to save the world yet, so there can't just be gates.
I don't
opening.
Know if they're going to wait That's... until we're ready to save the world, Glim.
Well, they have to because it's my destiny to save the world. So if I'm not ready, they can't.
Yeah,
come
but aren't people
yet.
Saving
how fate
world?
Works.
I know, she but aren't good people point. Saving the world all over the place, like all of the time, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a really beautiful sentiment that I wasn't expecting from you, Sully.
It just came from somewhere inside like... of me. I don't know, but I mean, like the Decimators of Dragons are doing did. Death thing.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
I mean,
whoa, okay, wait, I was all on board till you started comparing yourself to the Decimators of Dragons. That's just crazy. Crazy. Come on, they're like the biggest heroes ever. Though I hear one of them got eaten by a dragon.
Yeah, that was really rough. I knew somebody who knew somebody who knew Nulara. It was...
Oh, my God.
No way!
Yeah. And if I ever see that dragon,
yeah, we're not...
I'm gonna... You don't even want to know what I'd do to him, or her, wow. or them.
Oh, I very much want to know
what
it'll
like
do
kill
someday.
It and stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. I thought it was going to be a little more like descriptive than
yeah,
that.
Like,
I'm just saying. I think that everybody, probably all over the world, has their own specific destinies, and maybe the world is meant to be saved maybe one or two times before we get around to our chance of saving it. Is all.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. Everybody does have their own destiny, so...
Yeah, you can be in line after me. I'm going to save it now, and you guys can save it next.
I feel like we all just kind of turn and look at him at the exact same time.
Well, agreed. I'm going to go back to bed.
Yeah, I guess Gru's got dibs
just
on it this
time,
guys.
Just dip in the water over here. Just kind of rinse off a little bit.
Check it for face monsters!
What?
Check the water for face monsters!
Face monsters?
Yeah!
Like the thing we just fought? Like that came out of the sky out of like a lightning cloud?
Yeah, we'll check the sky too!
Okay, so I guess just be safe is what Gru's trying to say.
He just, like, shakes his head and walks towards the water.
It was
a big lead up.
Yeah, it was really.
Well, yeah.
To some robot noises. Cool.
Now we're just the middle.
And now you guys know. Russ really is a robot.
It's true.
Your cover's blown.
Malfunction. Sorry.
Shutting down.
This is the middle where we tell you how awesome you are. And thank you very much for listening.
True.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you being here with us.
You are awesome.
And you look great today.
I know a lot of people are struggling like with their quarantine hair, but yours
on point.
Looks great.
It's really good.
Wow.
It's really shiny.
It's slapping. Or whatever Carla said earlier.
Oh, dear. Yeah. It slaps.
It slaps.
Slaps. It slaps. Yeah. It's so good.
Welcome to the middle where we know all the teens speak.
Yep.
We're just, we slap?
We slap. You can catch Amy on TikTok.
Oh, no, you can't.
Nope. But what else we do here? What else do we do here is...
You know what else slaps?
You know what else slaps? Patreon. Supporting the podcast you love if you can. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can come join our lovely and wonderful community over there. They are absolutely all the best people, and we would love to have you there. Right now, we're trying to work towards our next goal, which includes some extra bonus content and maybe me singing some songs.
Not maybe. We're going to reach that goal. Russ is going to sing those songs. This is the power of positive thinking.
This is the power of positive
thinking.
That's right. We're going to secret the shit out of this.
Just need a few more patrons. And it's going to happen.
That's right.
It's not a matter of
If it's a matter of when.
Yep. Yeah.
And if when is maybe like not now for you, because fair.
Mm-hmm.
You can still join us in a couple of really fun places, like on Facebook.
Sure.
Yeah, the Reckless Play Guild. You got to look that up. It's a whole bunch of people who love D&D and D&D adjacent things.
So you can join us there. Or we have a Discord, and you can come see, among other things, memes, pets, general conversations, lots of good food.
Pictures,
lots
a lot of food. Food. Yeah.
So a lot of food lately. Everybody's stuck at home cooking good food.
Well,
so.
What is great, though, is it develops, it like fosters a real feeling of we're like in this together, because one person posts a recipe and then everybody else is like, Dutch baby pancakes.
Yeah, the Dutch baby pancake craze has been.
If you would like to revolutionize your breakfast game.
Oh my God, we make it once a week.
Go check out our Discord. I'm maybe like it every 2 weeks just because I don't want to like play it out. But
there's
I
only
it
two in your house,
lot.
Though. With three of us here, it's once a week.
True.
With some leftovers.
So good.
But you just feel like, and then everyone's posting like, I had to try it. And now some of us have a little more time on our hands, or at least maybe needing to mix it up in the kitchen after you feel like you've cooked your 97,000th breakfast.
It's just a real nice community of folks.
So you can find both of those links, Reckless Play Guild and Discord, down in the description, or search on Facebook, the Reckless Play Guild. Discord you have to find down in the description because you got to be invited. That's right. But that's down there. We want to send a big thank you to Sean Howard from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Alba Salix, and the Civilized podcast for joining us in this episode and the one previous in this storyline. Playing as Gru with that singing dagger that was provided by one of our patrons, Kathy. So thank you, Kathy, for that. And thank you, Sean. Go check out all of his podcasts.
So great. Both of them, Kathy and Sean. And
yeah,
Kathy
both delightful.
And Sean, both top notch.
And that's it for now. We'll get you back to the episode. Thanks for being here with us. Hopefully you're safe and fun and having a good time.
Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love bye. You. Bye.
Bye. We cut to the next day. The three of you are walking quick paced along the river. Gru is trailing behind, trying to keep up.
So you guys know how before I was always doing like ice stuff with my wild magic?
Yeah, I noticed
magic?
You're kind of like all about the hot stuff now. Can you choose that?
Yeah, I don't know. That just, I don't know.
I thought maybe you read a book when we were with Wise
Oh,
Mr.
that'd be
Meeseeks
totally against the rules. Mr. Meeseeks would be so mad at you.
Mr. Meeseeks would not have been
I know he was very clear about not reading the books, but I thought maybe you just happened to read one and you got all these new powers or something.
No, I mean, maybe it was the trip on the weird raft. I'm not sure what happened, but yeah, just all of a sudden it's not the ice stuff
well,
anymore.
You did say it is wild magic, right? So who's well, to yeah. say... whether or not it is at all consistent. Maybe you could do all the magics, Moot.
Ooh.
I feel like I'm being way too fucking supportive lately. You guys are rubbing off on me.
Well, nice. Sorry about that, Sully. And I wink over at Glim like, we're not sorry.
I'm sorry about the pancakes, everyone. No, wait up for me. I said I'm sorry.
To make up for my niceness, I yell back. Everything is your fault. Everything.
I'm going to make it up for you at lunch. I'm going to make sandwiches.
We don't really want onion sandwiches.
Yeah, I'll make something else.
Okay, maybe we'll come to a town.
Yeah,
by
I
then.
Hope we come to a
yeah,
town.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure we're going to. We can't be far away now.
Yeah, yeah.
Gru, from behind, you look back down the river and you see it kind of bends out. You see another raft kind of rounding a bend and ducking back behind the tree line.
Suddenly, I'm with the group. Hey, guys, I think we should pick it up a little, you know, get those legs moving. You know, let's double time.
I'm like literally almost... practically sprinting right now.
Yeah, well, I think we should keep that up. Yeah, you know, just keep a good pace.
Gru, I've noticed when you start acting weird, something bad's about to happen, so you want to just maybe fill us in before it happens this time, or?
Yeah, no, nothing. You know, I just may have seen, you know, another raft with, you know, the rest of the family on it. So we should probably make good time and get to that next town.
As you say that, you come to the end edge of where the forest kind of wraps back around itself, and you see up and over a hill the edges of what looks like a large city.
Oh, thank
God. I told you. Look, Gru, I deliver in the end, right there.
Do you know what city this is?
That was some refreshing honesty from Gru. Okay, so...
But it is a city. He's right about that.
I'm going to look and see where that rat is. Is it pretty close or not so close? Or
you can see quite a ways based on how the river is kind of bending. It's kind of ducking in and out of the tree line. It would probably be to you in about 20 or 30 minutes based on...
And how far are we from the city? Allow me to triangulate. Or allow me to ask you to triangulate.
Beep, boop, 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 boop. GPS.
Unfortunately, you're going to be like 5 feet short of being able to get there before they reach you. So, but only Sully's going to die. So it's okay.
I mean, if you booked it, you'd probably get there pretty close, you know, just before they were able to catch up to you. Or,
I mean, I guess if we're still walking in and they're coming up the river, even if they get to the shore, like, we're still going to be ahead of
them.
They
still need to walk in land.
They still need to walk in, exactly. Yeah. Let's just, I mean, I don't know who's on that raft, but it's probably nobody good, so let's go to the city.
Shall we run to the city?
Yeah, I like that idea.
But, like, calmly.
Yeah.
Just in case they, like, have...
Frolic, yes. Yeah.
Let us frolic have, like, through this field. Yeah.
Or oh, that sounds like a delight.
They think we're doing something dangerous. So just, like, really happily, joyfully run to the city.
I grab some wildflowers as I skip through the field.
I can give some music with the dagger while we frolic.
No, you leave that dagger.
No. I think we're okay.
Okay,
all right.
I'm sorry.
It's just going to draw attention to ourselves.
Okay, I got it. I'm fine.
Okay, you pick daisies as you frolic.
Yep.
And you are quickly running or
frolicking
towards the city. You get near the edge of the city and you hear like a whistle.
And hey guys, that sounds a lot like a,
Right behind you, the ground explodes with magical energy that washes out. Everybody make a dexterity saving throw.
I just thought to myself, time to redeem yourself, dice. Would it roll me? A 5.
solid redemption.
12 for Sully.
6.
Everybody except Glim are knocked forward, and you are going to...
Wait, hold on, but is the daisy chain that I put around my head knocked off of me?
No. No. But you're all going to take... 4 bludgeoning damage.
It's awfully steep for just falling forward.
Well, I mean, it's the explosion behind you more than anything.
Fair enough. I'm still standing up, so can I be like, we're not... Hello? We're not dangerous. Did it come from the direction of the city?
It came from the direction of the boat.
Oh, okay. Just kidding. I don't do any of that. Yeah. I thought you meant it came from the city and landed behind us.
No. You hear as a loud projection of voice that says, Gru, we're coming. We're our brothers. They were supposed to be with you.
I say a little bit too loudly because, you know, the explosion. All those brothers sound the same.
We have a very particular speech set.
Your brothers, they're headed back. They said everything's fine. We're all cool now. They're taking the other way home.
Deception roll.
19 plus 9.
Probably 9 again.
28.
They took the other way home.
Yeah, you know, the other way home. That's all they said. They said the long way. I don't know what that means. Well, what am I to say?
So they settled the debts then? You're good?
That's what they said. I don't know why you're shooting at us. So we're just frolicking. We weren't even running. We're just going to this town.
Let's see your toes.
Okay. Here's my toe. Here's my other toes. Oh, but I gave them the thing back. See, they said, oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
oh.
That's too many toes. We're going to have to come in.
I see what you're saying now.
No, I think he's.
Well, no, but see, twist. I actually have 12 toes.
I hold up bread.
They took two. I was born with webbed feet. I got 12 toes, actually. And they took two. Look, they're gone.
They see them crawling or climbing out of the boat. Deception roll on your webbed toes. It's not going to hold for the first
17
one.
Plus 9.
Fuck.
26.
You see them kind of standing and talking to each other, being like, did he have webbed toes? I don't know if he had webbed toes.
My whole family has webbed toes. Right, guys? Everyone knows that.
I have toes
right
here.
Yeah.
I'm still holding up bread.
You see one of them reach into the boat and check his ledger book. It says, you put down here when we talked to you last that you had 10 toes.
Well, you know, I've always embarrassed by it. It's like a family secret. It's embarrassing to have 12 toes.
You see one of them, the guy holding the book, kind of put it up and lean on the boat. The other one walks over with his hands up. He's stepping towards you. He's like, look, we just want to talk now. You're trying to pull the wool over our eyes about your toes.
No, not pulling no wool. How far is it to the city?
I mean, you could book it and get there in about, 5 minutes.
And how close are they?
Well, he's at the riverbed, so you were probably kind of veering off the river.
I mean, if we are all moving the same distance, I don't see how he could catch
unless
us.
Unless he's much faster.
Unless he's much faster than us.
What do you want here? He's walking towards you, hands up.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to stand up.
Did you guys get up?
And I hold my toast in my hands. Because I still can't hear very well. I'm like, listen, you can have all the toast you want. I'll back up a little bit as I yell my thanks.
Are we letting him approach or are we running? What are we doing?
Well, I think Gru is backing up as quickly as he's approaching.
Okay, so everybody... He's just like,
agreed.
Everybody just needs to remain calm. I don't know who yous threes are. We'll take a toe tally in a little bit.
Yeah, they like to keep their toes. Hey, I'm calm. Are you calm? You calm? I'm calm. Glim.
You can have all my toast. And I start to throw him any scraps of bread.
Why is he throwing bread at me?
Those are his grandmother's toes. I don't know. He's crazy. He's crazy. You don't want to mess with him.
Are you, is your dagger on your hip or is it concealed?
I have no idea. It's probably not concealed.
Okay. He's walking and he's kind of.
And we're backing up.
Yeah. Okay. You're backing up. He's like, which dagger you got there, buddy?
Just my normal dagger. I gave the other dagger to them.
Just pull it out. And if it doesn't sing, we don't got any problems.
So I, like, lift it up with the sheath. I'm like, look, it's all good. Put it back.
You got to take it out of the sheath, and if it doesn't sing, we don't got problems.
And Gru turns and runs.
Oh, buddy. He begins running towards you, running after you. What are the three of you doing?
Maybe just stepping to the side.
Yeah, I was also thinking the same thing. I was like, well, maybe I just move. And let him, like,
there's
you know,
two of them, right?
Create a path for them to run through.
The one pursues on foot. He's a little bit faster than Gru because he's a much larger man.
I wonder what this takedown is going to look like.
No.
Gru, make a dexterity
we
check.
We are obviously not heroes yet.
Acrobatics or dexterity.
But who's the... He's 12 from them. It's not like he is...
12.
None of these people are good. Who are we saving?
I don't know.
If anything, they're the wronged party. He stole from them, and now their brothers are dead.
Yeah. Yeah, this doesn't look good.
You see the other guy at the boat get back into the boat and begin moving further down the river. The man is gaining on Gru as Gru is just fucking booking it towards the city. You see up on the wall, you see... sentries or guards kind of pacing back and forth, watching this exchange as this man is running away from this much larger man. And the brother, just before he gets there, like his foot snags in a hole and he falls, but just grabs the edge of, like, the shirt collar of Gru. Make a dexterity saving throw, Gru.
Okay. That would be a plus six, would be an 18.
You feel his big pawed hand grab the back of your collar and pull back. You've got two choices here. You can let him take you down, or you can lose your jacket.
Losing the jacket. As I'm screaming up to the guards, the Huns! They're invading! Hun invaders! They're invading!
You see them raise their spears and crossbows as you are screaming towards. Your jacket slips off your arms.
I'm from the nearest village! They've killed everyone!
You see Gru run into the city and is intercepted by guards who kind of grab him and take him off to the side.
And I'm pointing.
What do you three do?
How long do you think we have to wait before then we go into the city so we don't seem like we're a part of this?
Is there another entrance?
Maybe we could just walk around and then, like, come at it from a different side.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got the right idea. We don't want them to think we're involved with that whole situation.
No, this is real messy.
It's bringing a lot of negative energy.
Yeah.
We want to approach more calmly, ask some questions, maybe get a map, eat some food. So, just, I say, let's casually walk around the wall and see if there's another entrance.
Okay, you casually walk around. You see the one brother who tripped, grab the jacket, and begins running back towards the boat. You see a couple crossbow bolts go wide as he climbs back in and they start heading back down the river. You find another entrance and you enter into the city and you see a big sign as you enter and says Berdusk. It's a very busy town. There's lots going on as you walk through this market. And the further in you get, you hear a familiar voice call out to you who is surrounded by three guards.
That's them! That's the other villagers that survived! Escaped from the Hun attack! Right there! That's them!
And I kind of look behind
me too.
Us, like back there?
Over there?
Glim! Sully! Yeah! That's him right there!
You see one of the guards, like, gesture to you three and, like, motion to Gru for confirmation that those are the three he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know how to make this any more obvious. I know you're not paid a lot, you know, and I know it's not like you're high up or anything, but that's them.
He nods and he walks over to you three and he says, excuse me, sorry to bother you. Do you know this man?
The one who's yelling a lot and gesturing all wildly like he's had maybe ingested some sort of like hallucinogen or something?
Oh, we did. Remember we saw that those mushrooms in the forest and you said, I know a lot about mycology and about mushrooms and these ones are really poisonous and they make you act totally crazy. Maybe he had some of those.
Oh, could have been. Yeah.
But you do know him.
Oh, no.
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 Okay.
No, we don't know him.
Somebody make a deception roll.
That will be me. I don't know why I just said that.
Do we trust Amy with
daring choice?
Yeah. I'm good with persuasion, but not deception.
Deception is a plus four. Well, that's only a 13.
He looks at you and says, okay, well, sorry to bother you.
That's all right. I just hope he gets the help he needs.
Yeah, we'll try and figure out where he needs to be, I guess.
Is there a doctor, maybe, if he's feeling unwell?
Maybe an asylum or something that he could go into?
It's a possibility. He walks back over and says, all right, buddy, they say they don't know you.
As soon as he starts walking back over, that's when Gru runs for it.
Which way are you running?
Just anywhere away from the guards.
In a serpentine-type pattern, maybe.
the guard turns around and kind of shakes his head towards the other two guards, who then turn to look back at Gru, who has bolted. He's gone. You see just the edge of his shirt, because he doesn't have a jacket anymore, the edge of his shirt kind of fly up around a corner. And that's the last you see of Gru.
Thank you.
The intro and extra music Long Road Ahead is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. All other music, sound effects, and ambience can be found at epidemicsound.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Christian Brown, Creighton's Raven, Devin Michaels, Gabriel Lynch, Jacob Madden, Joshua Dixon, Cat Waterflame, and Stevie. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you get exclusive content, including an entire exclusive campaign, Dungeons Downtime episodes, early access to our new show Facing Fate, as well as a whole slew of other amazing bonus exclusive content. Visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast to check it out today.
Okay, yeah, figured. All right. Okay, I mean, Moot, Glim, you guys, any suggestions here? Yep, said the wrong names.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Jesters of Ravenloft is a new podcast being recorded on Twitch. It's D&D 5e, and we'd love to tell you about it, but we can't. Because seriously, the cast know nothing about what is going to happen. Adam McNamara is mystified. Del Borovic is baffled. Guy Bradford is bewildered. Tyler Hewitt is even more clueless than usual. And me, Ryan LaPlante, the DM, I'm the only person who knows what's going on. We're live on Twitch May 31st at 8:30 p.m. EST. And every Friday, after our Wednesday night shows, we'll be dropping two episodes of Jesters of Ravenloft here. So get ready, subscribe, and soon you will be journeying into Ravenloft alongside our jesters. Oh yeah, don't tell them about the whole Ravenloft thing. They really know nothing.